Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks who have their new locally grown farm products guide for 2017 out. Also, usually have one sort of like marquee vegetable or fruit on the front, but now a cavalcade of peppers and onion.
That's garlic, Monty.
Oh, and also joining us, Suzette Snow Cobb, who is one of the staff members at the Leverett Food Co-op. Is it the Food Co-op or just Leverett Co-op?
Leverett Village.
Leverett Village Co-op.
Food Co-op.
Yeah. Leverett Village Food Co-op.
Or a Levifapa.
Yeah, right. It's a long title. And the longtime manager at Greenfields Market, the Franklin Community Co-op, and now working at the Leverett Food Co-op, which I love going to because it means I'm usually on my way to Lake Wyola,
right,
and I usually have the day off. So I immediately get into vacation mode when I'm at the Leverett Co-op. And I love it because, you know, it's got that feel of like a camp store almost, and it's got all of the essentials that you need, and then you go and hit the beach.
From marshmallows to soda to sandwiches to wine.
Wine is good there, too. Not that you're allowed to drink it at Lake Wyola.
Oh, that's right.
But in the off season, maybe nobody's looking.
You can drink it on your way home.
You're also the board president of the neighboring food co-op association. So you have like a history of co-oping.
I do.
What is the state of co-ops like right now in 2017?
Actually, they're growing. There's actually a startup co-op that's working on forming in Amherst.
Yeah,
that's right.
And, signs about that.
They've gotten their 300 members.
They hit 300, which was a big milestone. Yes. So they're looking to do a market study. So the concept of having ownership of your local store has become important again as we look at where our food comes from and how people want to have access to food, the whole healthy food access, which is something that co-ops across the country and here in New England, particularly with support from our neighboring food co-op association, how do we make sure that everybody in our community has access to local good food or even just good food in general, and how do we make that more accessible? What are we doing from discounts to having more co-ops to having food co-ops in places where there aren't grocery stores?
Yeah.
That's another.
Well, I mean, Leverett, there's no grocery store on that,
right,
in that drag, but I'm always wondering, like, you know, we've got a lot of co-ops north of the Tofu Curtain, but south of the Tofu Curtain, we have almost none. Is there any movement about within the neighborhood?
Holyoke, I believe, is working on a food co-op,
too. Oh, really
too.
Cool.
So the Leverett co-op started back in the 80s with a buying club, which is a similar story to many food co-ops across the country, starting with people coming together, wanting to have access to food, do this buying club, and then formed into a storefront of some sort, which is the same story of Franklin Community Co-op. And then Leverett Co-op, because of the people wanting it to happen, lots of local labor and envisioning, was able to have this market, needing to have this place where people can come together, which is another aspect of these food co-ops. People want to get together. People want to have good food, but they also want to get together.
Suzette Snow Cobb, who is a staff member at the Leverett Village Food Co-op and has also been working with co-ops for decades now. Why are...
No, you said decades.
I know, right? 20 plus years at Greenfields Market. Why are co-ops important to you and to people? Like, I think some people might hear about co-ops and be like, who cares, like, if I'm member owner and like I just want the food I want to get when I go there. Why is it important to you and to the members that you talk to?
People, if they start digging into it a little more, our food system, as we know, as soon as we are not paying attention, it gets bought up and taken over by larger corporations. So how do we work against that? How do we keep dollars locally? So we support local businesses and local farmers and growers, and then also, retail. Most people still get their food from grocery stores. So a co-op is a way to have that grocery store, but also keep local jobs. It's not going to move and close and, be bought out.
Right.
Co-ops have also become good employers. They've worked on keeping good jobs in the community. People care about that.
And some of the products that you have are supporting local. You brought some Shisandra berry from Catalyst Kombucha and some greens that I'm not familiar with. What are these?
They're Claytonia.
Claytopia, wasn't that place you could like
Claytonia.
Make a plate?
You gotta learn your greens. You know? Claytonia, Mabuna, Mizuna. Yeah.
They look like cute little umbrellas.
So this is from one of the growers that does greens seasonally for Leverett Co-op.
And your husband, Steve, made some maple dressing from the maple at the Leverett Village Food Co-op.
Yes, so we're looking for other local things to have with that Claytonia. You're going to seriously dig into that.
This is not a pleasant thing to watch.
This is delicious.
Oh, good.
It's such light and crisp.
So this is something you're never going to find in a supermarket because it's not a green that necessarily is commercially easily to make viable, and you're not going to get the shelf space from a supermarket that you would get from a small co-op that's willing to have a small grower come in and bring of the flavor of the season and have this wonderful green.
Yeah, it is a light and remarkably refreshing green.
The local folks that live there year-round and the visitors are interested in...
The carpetbaggers like me that are just heading out to Lake Wyola.
They want their drinks and sodas, but they also want healthy snacks, too.
Right. Suzette Snow-Cobb, who's new staff at the Leverett Co-op, but is the board president of the Neighborhood Food Co-op Association, a longtime manager at Greenfields Market, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero. Folks, pick up your locally grown farm products guide 2017. It's all over the place. Buylocalfood.org.